们。每年的七月四日是所谓的独立纪念日。
Every July 4th, America celebrates its independence.
那独立就是意味着得着自由。
Independence means freedom.
那之所以能够得到自由常常是经过一些人他们的勇敢、他们的努力而得到的。
And in order to gain freedom, it is through the hard works and the courage of many people.
当人受到压迫的时候，就会有人主张要来争取独立、争取自由。
And whenever people are oppressed, there is always someone to rise up with courage to gain freedom.
那自由是一个很好的、很正面的一个字眼。
Freedom is a good
一个 positive word.
It's a positive word.
那自由也是圣经里头一个很重要的原则。
And freedom is also a very important word in the Bible.
请看利未记二十五章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 25.
利未记二十五章第十节。
Leviticus chapter 25, verse 4.
第十节，第五十年，你们当作圣年，在遍地给一切居民宣告自由。这年必为你们的喜年，个人要归自己的产业，各归本家。
Sorry, verse 10. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all of the land to all of its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family.
这里特别提到有一个年某一年要宣告自由。
Particularly mentions here that there is a particular year, the 50th year, where it is a year of freedom.
有时候人因为这个经济的变化让自己贫穷了。
Many times during the lives of someone,
因为一个经济economic 的欠缺。
Oh, because of economic reasons, they might be in bondage.
变成贫穷，那甚至呢，要把自己卖给人当仆人。
And because of this, they might have to sell themselves in order to become a slave.
那神在犹太社会里头有这样的规定。
And so there is this law in the Jewish tradition.
就是在刚才我们所念的这个第十节。在喜年的时候这些做仆人的他们都要得到自由。
And just like we read here, the 50th year, all the people who have become slaves are to return to their families.
所以自由这是神给人的一个重要的原则。
And so freedom is something that is given by God.
那当然有些东西要得到它并不是那么容易。
But of course, sometimes it is not very easy to get these things.
比如说一个国家它独立自由通常会经过所谓的战争。
Like for example, if a country wants to gain freedom, a lot of times they will have to go through war.
那一开始的时候我也讲到一些好的东西我们也要努力的去把它维持。
And like I mentioned at the beginning of the sermon, there are many things that we have to maintain.
自由常常得来不容易。那所以呢，也要更努力的去维持它。
Freedom is oftentimes very hard earned, and so it is something that we need to maintain.
无论是个人、是家庭、是国家，都需要自由。
Doesn't matter if it's yourself or your family or a country, we all need freedom.
那如何去维持这个这么美好的自由
？And if we don't maintain this precious freedom,
如何去维持？
How do we maintain this freedom?
我们请参考所罗门王给我们的建议。
Let us look at the wisdom that Solomon has given us.
请看箴言十四章。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes.
Proverbs. 箴言十四章三十四节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34.
箴言十四章三十四节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34.
公义使邦国高举，罪恶是人民的羞辱。
34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
这里提到两件相对的事情，就是公义跟罪恶。
Here mentions two opposite words, righteousness and reproach.
无论是个人、是国家、是家庭、是国家，都可以做个选择。
It doesn't matter whether it's a nation or a family or a person, we all have this choice.
可以选择公义，或者选择罪恶。
You can choose righteousness or you can choose reproach.
那不同的选择当然有带来不同的结果。
And of course, different choices will bring about different results.
这个经节可以给我们引发出三个问题跟三个答案。
And so this verse here can give us three answers.
三个问题。
Oh, sorry, three questions. Give us three questions and three answers.
那也有三个回答问题的答案。
And there are also three answers to these questions.
第一个问题，从这个经节，第一个问题是什么来建立？成立一个国家。
And so the first question is, what can bring about the righteousness of a nation?
是什么可以 build up 一个国家？
Or what can build up a nation?
这个三十四节说，公义使一个国家高举。
And the answer here is that righteousness can build up or exalt a nation.
每个这个国家的领袖他一定是想要让自己的国家是很兴盛的。
All the people in the nation, of course, they want their nation to be prosperous.
那带领国家的通常我们就称他是所谓的政治人物。Politician.
And of course, the political powers of nation will want to do this as well.
这些所谓的总统或者国王他们都希望国家是强盛的。
Any nation's president or king, they of course want their nation to be prosperous.
那通常他们所看重的是什么？
And so what do they think is important?
很多人认为国家要强盛，一定要有很强大的武力。
And so a lot of people, they feel like if a nation is to be prosperous, they need to be very strong.
要有很强大的这个武力，这个weapon,
The nation has to have a very strong military.
那所以我们看一般的国家，这个 military, 国皇的预算通常都很高。
And so a lot of times, we'll see like nations, they have very strong military powers.
他的 budget 一定是很高。
They will put in a very high budget for their military expenses.
我们也知道，武器都很贵的。
Every time they go to war, you can see it is very costly.
为了要国家强盛，就要有更多的武器。
And so, if they want their nation to be stronger, they will increase their military.
那再来，国家要强盛，就是要有很好的、很强的这个经济的力量。
And if a nation also wants to be prosperous, they need to have a very strong financial stability.
所以很多国家也都很努力的。在开花它的资源。
And so many nations they will spend a lot of money to build up their finances.
那去 develop 它的 resource.
Or develop their resources.
当然还有比如说教育或者是科技的发达，这个都会带来国家的强盛。
Of course, many nations will also invest in education.
或者是
or in technology as well.
那所以以上这些都是一般的国家的领导人他们所看重的。
And so the leaders of a nation, they will look very heavily upon these things.
但是从圣经来看从神的原则来看却是箴言十四章三十四节所说的是公义让一个国家兴盛。
But from a biblical perspective, in God's eyes, like it says here in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, it is righteousness that exalts a nation.
所以公义应该是一个国家最重要的财产。
And so righteousness should be the most important thing that a nation should pursue.
那缩小范围来讲，一个家庭，一个个人，公义。也是最大的 应该是最大的财产。
And if you look at it from a narrower perspective, then a family should also invest heavily upon the righteousness.
公义可以决定一个人的前途。
Righteousness can bring about a person's
future.
Future can determine a person's future.
公义可以决定一个家庭的前的的将来。
Righteousness can also determine a family's future.
公义更可以决定一个国家的前途将来。
It can further also determine a nation's future as well.
这个圣经旧约圣经特别记载的是以色列民族这个犹大民族这个、以色列这个国家。
And in particular, in the Old Testament here, it speaks about this as in terms of the Israelite nation.
这个历史上每一个国家都有它的兴盛，都有它的衰败。
Each society, each nation always has its history.
有它的 prosper, 有它的兴盛或者 decrease, 或者
its prosperity can either decrease or increase.
那所以当然从圣经里头我们可以看到这个以色列国它有兴盛的时候，有衰败的时候。
And of course, from the Bible, you can see that the nation of Israel has its high moments and its low moments.
那么这个历史就对箴言十四章三十四节做了很好的说明。
And so the history of the Israelite nation, you can see it exactly follows this verse in verse 34.
我们请参考一下旧约圣经弥迦书第三章。
Let us turn to Numbers.
Micah.
Or Micah.
旧约圣经一千零八十八页，弥迦书第三章。
Micah chapter 3。
弥迦书三章第一节。
Micah chapter 3 verse 1。
我说雅各的首领，以色列家的官长啊，你们要听，你们不当知道公平吗
？Verse 1, and I said, "Hear now, O heads of Jacob, and you rulers of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know justice?"
你们恶善好恶，从人身上剥皮，从人骨头上剔肉，剔肉吃。
Verse 2, you who hate good and love evil, who strip the skin from my people and the flesh from their bones.
这个先知在责备以色列国没有公义。
This prophet here was rebuking the nation of Israel and saying that they were unrighteous.
第九节。
Verse 9,
雅各的首领，以色列家的官长啊。听我的话，你们厌恶公平，在一切事上欺罔正直。
Now hear this, you heads of the house of Jacob and rulers of the house of Israel, who abhor justice and pervert all equity.
神是一再的来提醒这个国家，你们要追求公义。
Here, God reminds the nation of Israel that they must pursue righteousness.
但是神却看不到他们的公义。
But God cannot see the nation's righteousness.
所以他们必得到他们的结局，他们的结果。
And so he was presenting them with the result.
十二节。
Verse 12.
所以因为你们的缘故，锡安必被耕种，像一块田；耶路撒冷必变成乱堆。这殿的山必像丛林的高处。
Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed like a field; Jerusalem shall become heaps of ruin, and the mountain of the temple like a bare hill of the forest.
这个以色列国没有公义所以他一定会颓废衰败。
The Israelite nation had no righteousness, therefore they would be broken and shattered.
那另外一个西西家王因为他推动国家里头要有公义。
Because of the king Hezekiah, he wanted his nation to be righteous.
所以虽然他当王的时候，一开始国家并不是强盛的。
And even though that at the beginning of his rule, the nation was not very strong.
但是因为他带领百姓追求公义，所以国家就渐渐的强盛。
But because he led his people to pursue righteousness, little by little, the nation grew stronger.
今天我们每一个个人我们也常常领受了神非常宝贵的恩典。
And today, we often experience God and pursue after Him.
所以我们本身可以感受到，我们在各方面上面，各方面是越来越长进，越来越兴盛。
And so many times we can feel ourselves improve and be more prosperous.
所以箴言十四章三十四节不但是针对一个国家，也是针对着个人来做提醒。
And so Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34 is not only for a nation or for a family, but it is also encouragement for us as individuals.
所以我们每一个个人要维持我们的兴盛，我们就要追求公义。
And so for our own prosperity, each of us must also pursue righteousness.
我们请看弥迦书六章第八节。
Let's turn to Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
第八节，世人啊，足以指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
Verse 8, He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
所谓维持我们的兴盛，它的意思就是有神的看顾跟保守。
And so, for our prosperity, all we need is the abidance of God.
我们之所以能够维持，是因为神的看顾跟保守。
The reason why we can maintain our prosperity and to live our lives is because of God's abidance.
那如何能够得到神的看顾跟保守？
But if we can attain God's guidance and His protection.
就是这里所提到的三件事情。
It is through these three things here mentioned.
这里说我们每一个个人都要追求行公义。
It says here the Lord requires of you to do justly.
我们要照着神所给我们的恩典，我们要慷慨，要充满着怜悯。
We need to return the love that God has given us to love mercy.
也要常常存着一个谦卑的心来跟神同行。
And also to have a humble heart and walk with God.
那么这样子，我们一定能够得到神的看顾，神的保守。
And through these things, we can obtain God's abidance and God's protection.
那我们也一定能够维持着我们的美好，我们的兴盛。
And we can also maintain our faith in our lives.
请我们再看回箴言十四章三十四节。
Let us turn back to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34.
箴言十四章三十四节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34.
三十四节，公义使邦国高举。罪恶是人民的羞辱。
Verse 34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
从这个经节，我们问第二个问题：是什么让一个国家衰败衰退？
From this, we have a second question, which is what causes a nation to fall and to stumble?
这个下半句话说，罪恶是人民的羞辱。
And the second half of this verse says, sin is a reproach to any people.
衰败就带来了，也会带来这个蒙羞羞辱。衰败哈 ，decrease 就会的 result 会带来这个 reproach。
Okay. Sorry. So in order to if we stumble, then we can also bring about the reproach.
我们都不希望我们是那种reproach 那种蒙羞蒙羞愧的人。
Of course, we do not want to we do not want to have reproach.
那所以这个罪啊，它不但是个人的事情它也是家庭的事情，也是整个国家的事情。
And sin is not only an individual matter, but it also concerns the family and also a nation.
所以三十四节的下半句话说：“罪恶是人民的羞辱。”
And so the second half of 34 says, "Sin is a reproach to any people."
罪恶会让一个国家衰败。
Sin can cause a nation to fall.
那罪会让这个国家的百姓成为羞辱。
And sin can also cause the nation's people to fall.
古代历代以来啊，有很多强盛的帝国。
There are many evil nations in history.
啊，强盛啊 ，strong.
Very strong nations in history.
啊，包括中国。
Including China.
啊，但是我们也可以看到这些强盛的帝国后来为什么会在历史当中来消失
？We can see later, like these great nations have fallen.
啊，常常就是因为整个国家充满着啊这个罪恶。
It is many times it is because that the entire nation has fallen to sin.
啊，跟新约圣经有关的一个帝国就是罗马帝国。
And if you look at the New Testament, one example of this is the nation of Rome.
啊，那罗马帝国也曾经是世界上最强盛的帝国之一。
In history, Rome was one of the greatest nations.
那这个很强盛的罗马帝国，罗马文化后来为什么会衰败？
So because Rome used to be this great nation, why did in the end they fall?
啊，就是后来罗马社会里头充满着罪恶。
It was because in the Roman nation they had become full of sin.
好，我们请看罗马书第一章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章二十一节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 21.
二十一节，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为希望，无知的心就昏暗了。
21, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
那罪恶的开始啊，也常常是跟这个跟神的关系是有关系的。
Oftentimes, the beginning of sin is from the relationship of God.
啊，这里讲到说，当人拒绝将荣耀归给神，也不感谢神，那么就带来这个社会的罪恶的开始。
It says here that although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, and so this was how sin entered.
啊，那这个就是当时罗马社会的情形。
And so this was the situation of the fall of Rome.
再请看二十三节。
Let us look down, continue to verse 23.
将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽、昆虫的样式。
23, and change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image like made like corruptible man and birds and footed and four-footed animals and creeping things.
在这罗马社会里头他们选择敬拜偶像，而不敬拜独一的真神。
In Rome, they turned to worshiping idols and worshiping those things on the earth.
虽然主耶稣是降生在这个罗马帝国但是在罗马社会里头他们却一再的来拒绝这个敬拜天上的独一真神。
And even though they had known God, that they had turned to those things of the earth.
当人远离真神所带来的第一个结果，通常就是道德的堕落。The corruption of the moral.
Oh, and so many times, whenever man turns away from God, then their morals become corrupt.
好，我们请看一章的二十八节。
Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 28.
二十八节，他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。
Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting.
在亚当里头，人常常是被罪性所来控制。
Through Adam, man is often controlled by sin.
所以如果神不帮助人，神任凭人的话，那么人只是会偏向邪恶。
So if God happens to help man, then he is able to fight off the sin.
哦，人的倾向，哦，人的倾向是偏向于邪恶。
The natural
人的 intention，
man's intention is always sin。
好，因为人里头有罪性。
Because there is sin within man。
Sinful nature。
Man has a sinful nature within him。
好，所以很多的坏事常常不用教，人就会去做坏事。
So the evil things oftentimes then does not need to be taught. It is their natural behavior.
所以如果没有神的力量的帮助跟约束，那么人是只会偏向于邪恶。
And so if man does not have the help of God to fight this evil nature within them, then they will in the end become corrupt.
哦，这就是为什么人远离神马上带来的就是道德的堕落。
And so this is why man's end is often corrupt.
哦，所以这罗马社会拒绝神，所以这个罗马社会里头就充满着很多的罪恶。
And because man has left God, then that is why sin had entered into their society.
好，我们再请看二十九节。
Let us look at verse 29.
装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、真竞、诡诈、毒恨。
29, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers.
30节又是忏悔的、背后说人的、厌恨神的、侮慢人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的。
30, backbiters, haters of God, violent,proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents.
31, 无知的、被约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。
31, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful.
那整个社会里头就充满着很多的欺骗。
And so the society was filled with corruptness.
整个社会里头充满着很多的凶暴的事情。
And so the entire society was filled with many evil things.
整个社会里头充满着很多的这个骄傲。
And so the entire society was filled with covetousness.
那这样的国家，这样的社会，一定是会衰败的。
And a nation like this will of course fall.
所以历代以来那些强盛的帝国，为什么会衰败？
And so why do these strong nations fall?
常常这个是一个主要的原因。
Often this is the main reason.
因为不敬畏神，所以带来整个社会的道德的败坏堕落。
And because they do not follow God, and so in the end, these evil things enter and they are shattered.
所以这个历史是一面的镜子。
And so history can be a mirror, or a
那所以缩小到个人或者家庭也是这样子。
And so this is also the case with individuals and with family.
好，我们请看创世纪第四章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第四章第七节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 7.
第七节，你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你要制服他。
If you do well, will you not be acceptable? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.
这个是神对该隐的警告。
And so this was what the Lord said to Cain.
说那个罪啊，等着你。
That sin is waiting for you.
但是你要胜过它。
But you need to rule over it.
所以今天同样的罪。在环绕着我们，看着我们，我们要胜过罪。
And so likewise, when sin is waiting for us and looking after us, we need to rule over it.
我已经讲过，人性是偏向于邪恶。
I had mentioned already that man is sinful by nature.
所以人需要神。
So man needs God.
所以我们需要找到神，敬拜神。
So we need to find God and to worship God.
这样子我们才能够有公义在我们的生活里头。
Therefore, it is so that we can have righteousness in our lives.
这样我们才能够兴盛，而且能够保持着兴盛。
And so this is how we can succeed and be prosperous and maintain our prosperity.
好，我们再请看《民数记》三十二章。
Let us turn back to
Numbers.
Numbers chapter 32, verse 23.
三十二章二十三节。
Chapter 32, verse 23.
二十三节，倘若你们不这样行，就得罪主。要知道你们的罪必追上你们。
But if you do not do so, then take note, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out.
罪的动作是非常快的。
Sin acts very fast.
有很多的人被这个罪所追上了，追赶上了，被罪抓住了。
Many people have been caught up by sin.
那所以就带来了败坏，甚至带来了毁灭。
And so, it will bring about their fall and their destruction.
在信仰的道路上面，我们也是一样，还是要留意着罪的这个问题。
And so, in our spiritual journey, we also need to face this problem of sin.
没有一个犯罪的人，他在信仰的道路上面是可以得胜的。
Anyone who has been caught up in sin cannot walk properly on the journey of faith.
就生活上也是一样，一个不能够胜一个生活中有罪的人，他的生活一定没有办法得胜。
And likewise, in our lives, if there is someone who has been caught up by sin, their lives will be full of sin.
好，请我们再看回箴言十四章。
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言十四章三十四节。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 34.
三十四节，公义使邦国高举，罪恶是人民的羞辱。
Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
这个经节可以提出第三个问题，就是什么造成差异或者不同。
So this.Verse also brings about another question, which is, how do we change this?
What makes the difference?
Or what makes the difference?
两个动作带来两个不同的结果。
Two different actions brings about two different results.
所以公义跟罪恶造成。这个造成这个不同。
So righteousness and sin brings about the two different results.
一个不公义的人一个不虔诚的人，他可能会成为团体的一个敌人或者伤害。
And so a person who is unrighteous will probably will become an evil person and cause others to stumble.
这个所谓的公义是一个很 general 很平常的一个字眼，所以它可以包括很多事情。
Righteousness is a very general term, so it can encompass many things.
我们请看耶稣雅记第七章。
Let us turn to Joshua chapter 7.
耶稣雅记第七章二十五节。
Joshua chapter 7 verse 25。
二十五节，耶稣雅说：“你为什么连累我们呢？今日主必叫你受连累。”于是以色列众人用石头打死他，将石头扔在其上，又用火焚烧他所有的。
25, and Joshua said, Why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day. So all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with the stones.
在这里是亚干的一个例子。
So here is a history of
Achan.
Of Achan.
这亚干没有听神给他们的吩咐。
Achan did not hear the or did not obey God's commandment.
他心里起了贪心。
His heart was full of covetousness.
而且因为他的贪，他也采取了行动。
And because of his covetousness, it brought about evil acts.
做了大家不应该做的事情。
He did something that was not allowed.
那所以这就是一种的不公义。
And so this is one example of unrighteousness.
那因为他的行为，结果在战争的时候害得其他36个人来丧命。
And because of his act, he caused the other Israelites, the 36 people, to fall and to become unsuccessful.
那25节是他所得到的结果。
And so verse 25 was his result.
如果他不这样子做的话，他就不会有这种结果。
If he had not done this, then this would not be his result.
所以我们一定要选择公义。
And so we must choose righteousness.
我们一定要努力的去胜过罪恶。
We must pursue after fighting against sin.
所以一个国家，一个社会，它为什么能够兴盛？
And so how can a nation be prosperous?
一个家庭为什么能够兴盛？
How can a family be prosperous?
就是因为在这个团体里头有更多的义人，更多公义的人。
It is to have more people be righteous.
如果一个团体里头充满着不义的人，那么这是这个团体的不幸。
And so if a group can be righteous, then it will obtain prosperity.
那所谓公义的生活，这个不是用法律强迫出来的。
And so to have a righteous life, it is something that you need to
不是用 law 来 force 它。
It's not something that can be forced upon.
每个国家都有很严谨的法律。
Every nation has many laws.
但是不等于这个国家里头充满着公义的人。
But that does not necessarily mean that the nation will be full of righteous people.
这个公义常常是从里头那个生命改变而发出来的。
A person's righteousness often comes from within.
好，我们请看箴言十四章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言十四章第二节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 2.
第二节，行动正直的敬畏神，行动乖僻的却藐视他。
He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him.
那生命如何得到改变？
If the life can be changed.
是从敬畏神开始的。
It is from the righteousness.
所以上半句话说，行动正直的，他是敬畏神的。
And so it says here that he who walks in uprightness fears the Lord.
再请看十六节。
Let's also turn to verse 16.
十六节，智慧人惧怕就远离恶事，遗忘人却狂傲自恃。
A wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident.
箴言里头说，敬畏神是智慧的开始。
It says in Proverbs that wisdom is the beginning of righteousness.
敬畏神。
To obey God is the beginning of righteousness.
那所以十六节说，一个敬畏神的人，一个有智慧的人，他会远离恶事。
So it says in verse 16 that a wise man fears and departs from evil.
那所以敬畏神带来真正的智慧。
And so to worship God brings about true righteousness.
带来真正的智慧，敬畏神带给我们真正的智慧。
And so, to obey God brings about true righteousness.
Wisdom.
Or wisdom.
那一个有智慧的人，他才会走在公义里头。
And so, a wise person will walk with God.
那一个不敬畏神的人，他没有真正的智慧。
And so, someone who does not obey God is someone without wisdom.
所以啊，他就会去被罪恶所控制。
And so he will be controlled by sin.
再请看三十一节。
Now let us turn to verse 31.
三十一节，欺压贫寒的是辱没造他的主，怜悯贫乏的乃是尊敬主。
He who oppresses the poor reproaches his master, but he who honors him has mercy on the needy.
圣经里头所讲的公平公义里头是包括着爱。
In the Bible, it says that justice, within justice is love.
这样子才会完美。
That is how it is complete.
那所以整个大环境，我们个人呢，常常做不了什么。
So in this world, what is something that man cannot often do?
但是我们可以从圣经，我们可以看到说，这个社会甚至这个国家，它在往怎样的方向走？
But we can see in this in the nation like the direction that it goes.
那如果我们觉得忧心的话，好，我们放在祷告里头。
If we don't agree with it, we should put it in our prayers.
那至少我们个人，我们的家庭，我们要过着公义的生活。
And at the very least, us as individuals and our families, we need to live a life of righteousness.
至少我们个人，我们的家庭，要过着不一样的生活。
At the very least, for ourselves and for our families, we need to live a different life.
所以箴言十四章三十四节。其实也是对我们个人跟家庭一个很好的提醒。
And so Proverbs chapter 14 verse 34 is also a good encouragement for ourselves and for our family.
这个经节在提醒我们个人家庭要看重过圣洁的生活。
And this verse tells us that as us as individuals and as family, we need to live a life according to the Bible.
这个经节在提醒我们个人跟家庭。我们要常常做反省。
Well, this verse encourages us and our families that we need to live a righteous life.
我们要反省，要 examine ourselves. Oh,
we need to examine ourselves.
这个经节在提醒我们，我们要在神的面前，我们要认罪，要悔改。
This verse reminds us and encourages us that we need to come before God and to change and to live a life of God.
我们要认罪，要 confess 跟 repent， 要认罪悔改。
We need to confess and repent from our sins.
我们一起唱诗228首。
Let us sing hymn 228.
Jesus, all for Jesus, all my sins and ransom power, all my thoughts and words and doing, all my days and all my hours, all for Jesus, all my days and all my hours. speak forth his praise. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, let my lips speak forth his praise. Since my eyes were fixed on Jesus, I've lost sight of all beside. So enchanted my spirit vision, looking at the crucified. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, looking at the crucified. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, looking at the crucified.
最后一节 last verse.
Oh, how wonderful and amazing, Jesus, glorious King of kings. Deigns to call me his beloved, let me rest beneath his wings. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, resting now beneath his wings. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, resting now beneath his wings.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们虽然没有放鞭炮在庆祝这个节日，但是我们实在需要为这个社会、为这个国家来祷告。
Of course, we are not right now shooting off fireworks to remember this Independence Day, but we need to remember to pray for this nation.
要维持一个社会的安定一个国家的强盛其实这个是更重要的。
In order to look after the prosperity of a nation, this is important.
那我们求神能够继续祝福这个国家让这个国家里头能够再充满着公义。
We need to pray to God to let this nation be righteous.
我们也求神帮助我们让我们个人、让我们的家庭都充满着公义。
And we also need to pray for ourselves and also for our families that we may be full of righteousness.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.